There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email, a new prescription for a new you, America. On the rise right now in America is a condition called gout. And if you've never heard of gout, or if you've never experienced gout, it is a form of arthritis called gouty arthritis. And it's where there's a buildup of uric acid crystals in the body. We see so much of that now. Disease, health challenges, as I like to call them, are on the rise. And a lot of the little ones that can be nagging more than anything, like gout, are coming on because of what we're so many Americans really are dealing with obesity. Obesity being overweight. Overweight right now, the statistic is about 65% of Americans are overweight. 35% are obese, which means their obesity is contributing to their major health challenges. And gout, being a form of arthritis, is one of them. And it's really kicked in recently, they're saying this year. It's really what it is, a condition it forms when what we call uric acid crystals, byproducts of proteins, build up in the joints. And they're more common in men than women, but they can show up more, say, in the wrist, in the big toe, in the hip. They can show in different areas. It's now affecting about 8 million people, which is about 4% of the population. And the risk increases, of course, with age. It's an inflammatory arthritis formed by these uric acid crystals. And the pain's unbelievable. There's a warmness, a redness that comes into a joint. And usually takes a while to subside. Several medications are out that can help them, but really it's getting down to the preventative side. It's more the prevention. You know, what are we doing with all of our health challenges on the front end to make sure that we don't end up getting it? See, the problem is right now in America, what we do and the way our system is set up is we just go along living our life, eating the wrong kind of foods, inflammatory foods, just mind our own business, doing our own thing, and then all of a sudden, whoop, the body breaks down. We get sick. Blood pressure goes up. Go to the doctor. Diabetes, blood sugar, you start getting sick. You start getting weak. And so here you are. Now you're taking two medications. You're taking metformin. You're taking lisinopril. And you don't know how you had diabetes and high blood pressure. But you could it be that it's because you gained 40 pounds in the last 3 years? Maybe. Could it be that you haven't exercised in the last 5 years because now you've got a desk job and you become so tired that all you can do is work all day, go home, eat, and sleep, and that's it? So you become sedentary, and now your body's not moving the way that it used to. Well, could it be? Whose fault is that? It's not anyone else's but yours. It is. We have to take responsibility for our own health. We don't want to hear that, really. That's not really the most pleasant message, but it's the truth. And so what we have to do is start making some radical shifts in the way that we live. But the study now that they've done is doing random blood works, of course, with different people. And it affects about 43 million adults right now in the U.S. There's medical evidence that indicates that gout is associated with metabolic syndrome, which is characterized by obesity, insulin resistance, high blood pressure, and blood fat issues, which can cause an increase of cholesterol, leading to heart attacks. So the researchers say the obesity epidemic and growing hypertension rates seem to be associated with increases of gout. And the research team examined data from the latest National Health and Nutrition Examination, surveying about 5,000 people. And the participants were asked about their history of gout and whether the condition had been diagnosed by their healthcare professional. And according to the data, about 1 to 3% had elevated uric acid levels, which is actually fairly high. And in 2008, 6% of the men, 2% of the women were diagnosed with gout, but the uric acid levels have increased about 20% over the last 10 years. So we've seen an increase. And they're saying it's on the rise. Here's the bottom line. Uric acid crystals are going to increase in the body. Our lifestyle choices every single day, they determine our health. And nothing is going to change. Our rates of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, they're going to increase. And as the years go by, they're going to have all these crazy statistics that are saying, well, cancer's on the rise, or gout's on the rise, or arthritis is on the rise. Well, of course it's on the rise, because our poor choices are on the rise. We're not educating ourselves on what it takes to be healthy. We're not educating ourselves and taking the responsibility. I mean, hey, don't get me wrong. The internet will show you the hottest health tip of the day. AOL, Yahoo, Gmail, they'll all show you the latest tip of the day. Then, oh, that's nice. And, oh, broccoli helps cancer. And, oh, I should get my servings of fruits and vegetables. And, oh, here I go to the fast food place again today for lunch. Not making any choices, not making any changes. That's nice for people that want to be healthy. And yeah, maybe I'll start eating some broccoli. And then all of a sudden you get a diagnosis of high blood pressure. You get a little dizzy at work. You stand up out of your chair, feel lightheaded, feel like you're going to fall down. You're 42. Your dad died at 48 of a heart attack. You got a wife. You have three kids. And now all of a sudden, you've never taken a medicine in your life outside of an aspirin or ibuprofen. Now you stand up, you get dizzy. You think something's kind of weird, I better go to my doctor. You go to your doctor, your blood pressure is 170 over 100. Doc puts you on medicine, now you're on the roller coaster. Medicine gets it down, but that's not enough for you to change, no. Mm-mm. You can take a little pill and keep living like you were living. So another 10 years goes by. And in that 10 years, you've never made the change, never exercised. You've gained another 30 pounds. Cholesterol's been accumulating over a long period of time. You still eat poor foods, never made the choice, never made the change. You still got a wife, still got three beautiful kids. They're older now. They need dad. And then all of a sudden, at 52, you get massive chest pain, hit the floor, they get you to the hospital. You have a heart attack. They put a stent in. You keep on going. When is it, at what moment does it dawn on you that there has to be a change made? At what moment does it dawn on you that you can't keep living the same way you've been living over and over again and expect a different type of health? That it's only going to decline based on the choices. That what warning signal does the body have to give you that it's time to make some radical changes? Because I'll tell you, the amazing thing about the human body is that if you do make those radical changes in your life, if you do drop all the junk food and start eating well, if you start not being sedentary and start exercising, if you start sleeping better, if you start drinking more water, cut out the sodas, the coffees, and so much of the tea, your body will respond. And just because you've been diagnosed with three different health challenges doesn't mean that your body can't recover. If the body can get sick, it can get well. And I get sick and tired of seeing so many people suffer with their health. People that just don't know. And if they knew, they could thrive and live a great life. And that's what it's about on this show. So my challenge is that with obesity being the epidemic that it is, and people being overweight and people not changing their lives, it's about creating change, lasting change. Because if you change and make that decision that you want to get well, not only will you change your own health, but you can transform a generation in your family, and their kids, and the kids thereafter.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. Within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, I was just calling because I was wondering if you had any good advice on a good workout. I'm about 150 pounds, but I'm mostly muscle, and I'd like to gain a little bit of weight of muscle mass, but I didn't know a healthy way to do that.
Well, what have you been doing? I mean, you're working out now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so how many days a week are you working out?
Usually about three. I mean, I do a lot of... you know, like construction-like work, so it's very, the big part of my workout is that. So I do a lot of athletic stuff, basketball, tennis, stuff like that, so.
If you're doing that much activity, it's going to be really hard for you to gain weight. So if you're doing, unless you eat a lot. So what does your meal structure look like in a day's time? Like, if you're doing that much activity, how many times a day do you eat right now? Three?
Yeah, at least three.
Okay.
I eat quite a bit.
Okay, so give me, what did you have today? Knock it out. Go ahead. Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Okay, let's see. For breakfast, I had a bowl of cereal. For lunch, I had some ravioli. And some lasagna and spaghetti. And I also had a snack between breakfast, a bunch of a boiled egg. Then for dinner, I think I just had a snack wrap.
Okay.
From McDonald's.
So you're eating, if you want to gain weight and you're doing that much activity, you're eating like a bird. Okay?
Yeah.
And you're barely eating.
Quite a bit.
Yeah, you're barely eating at all. So let me show you what this would look like. You're hardly getting any protein. And protein is the building block for muscle. And so, for example, you want to gain weight. Here's what a day would look like. You would work out 3 days a week like you're doing now. You'd keep your workout under 45 minutes. And you'd work out at a high-intensity pace where you'd no more than a minute rest in between your sets. Now, that's first things first. And then if you're doing all this construction and all that, I'd probably cut down on some of the basketball and the tennis and all that you're playing. Now, this is if you want to gain muscle, okay? So a typical eating day would look like this. You wake up, you probably do 5 whole organic eggs cooked in coconut oil or butter. And you would do a bowl of fresh berries of some kind. And you could even add in maybe a sweet potato for breakfast. I know it sounds kind of gross, but the complex carbs would be helpful for you. Now,
okay.
then for mid-morning, 10 a.m., you'd want to do a meal replacement that's made from whey protein that would be hormone-free and antibiotic-free, like Food Balance. It's a really good product. So you do that, and then, of course, at lunchtime, you would go with probably vegetables, a good piece of meat or chicken or fish, and even another sweet potato or some brown rice. And then snack in the afternoon around 3 o'clock would be another protein shake. The reason you want to do the shake in between the meals is it helps with digestion. When you're looking to gain weight, you have to eat more. But you still want to optimize digestion as well. And that's why the liquid in between, the body has already digested that big meal at lunch after a 3-hour period. And then you can have something liquid, which it'll digest a lot quicker, and then set you up for a next meal around 6 o'clock for dinner. So dinner, same thing. You'd want to go vegetables, probably a starchy carb like brown rice or sweet potato, and you want to have your healthy fats too, half an avocado, handful of walnuts or almonds or whatnot, and you can add in some healthy fats too at your snacks in between 10 and 3. And, you know, like a handful of nuts or whatever you enjoy that has good healthy fats to it. And then maybe one more shake before you go to bed, about an hour before bedtime. So that's 6 meals right there. Now, if you follow that for 6 to 8 months on a regular basis, that's just something that's a pretty standard protocol, okay? If you did some research along with some natural health guys and different nutritionists, that's along the lines of a typical meal plan for someone that wanted to gain weight and gain muscle. And you do that for about 6 to 8 months if you choose to do something like that, and you'll definitely gain the weight because you're getting the calories in that your body needs. You're getting them on a consistent basis, and you know your body's going to function at a really, really good level. You're going to put good lean quality muscle on. You're not going to store a bunch of body fat doing it that way. But it's the activity, so it's going to be a counterbalance of increasing the calories and slightly decreasing your activity level. Because you're not a huge guy, but in the 150s, you know, for you to put on 20 pounds of muscle without fat, that'd be a lot. I mean, you'd look real muscular at that point. You'd probably be stronger too. But if you keep up some of the activity and some of the basketball and all that, you won't lose your agility either. But, I mean, that's the way to do it. If you want to gain muscle, you have to eat and eat like a wild man. I would stay away from a lot of the flour-based foods. You know, I talk about that a lot. If you listen to the show, I talk about staying away from grains and that sort of thing. And it's not just because they're going to make you fat or they raise blood sugar or any of that. It's just they're not that great a quality. You can do some gluten-free breads or pasta if you want to, but they just don't do a whole lot for the body. They're just kind of dead nutrients. They don't have much of anything to offer. And so by including them in your diet, you're not doing anything but just kind of adding in dead calories. You always want to eat food that was originally designed for the body. And, you know, white bread and pasta and those sorts of things just really weren't made for our bodies. We've made that. Man made that. And so picking your food choices for gaining muscle, pretty darn important. And I'll tell you this, it's very easy to do. You can do it without using steroids and drugs and all that. And you can do it well. But it's about being smart and making good choices. And that should be very, very helpful.
Someone you know struggle with diabetes? Are you suffering with severe pain due to neuropathy? The diabetes experts are my good friends at American Pharmacy. Shipping nationwide, American Pharmacy has natural solutions for diabetes, including testing strips and supplies, even an all-natural cream designed to relieve neuropathy pain, and some of the friendliest customer service around. At American Pharmacy, all insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call now to receive a jar of the all-natural neuropathy cream absolutely free. Call American Pharmacy today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695, or online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. And receive some of the best pharmacy service from the experts that care at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Telling me, Sandra, that your digestion's been pretty lousy most of your life, and really nothing has been able to help with it at all. And I guess you've attempted all kinds of methods, whether it's traditional medicine and natural as well. And have you had any relief at all? I mean, even taking probiotics and enzymes, really not much relief.
I said it would, you know, I'd be fine for like, you know, 4 or 5 weeks or so, and then the pattern would start up again. Just it's not digesting, I guess, because, you know, my bowels just won't move, and so I have to go out and buy some prune juice because I won't take the laxative things.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that works, and it gets it started again, but it's like that shouldn't happen, and it's, I guess I've just been brushing it off as age because it's just getting more and more frequent.
And what about your diet, though? Is it good?
Oh, very good. I mean, pretty boring, but yeah. I mean, I have a, I'm just like every day is pretty much the same thing because it's just what I like. I don't like a lot, but I'll have strawberries and a couple of eggs for breakfast and coffee, decaf. And then at lunch, I have a big old monster salad. And the only dressing I use is tahini just because I like sesame and it's a natural oil.
Right.
And I'll have usually a little bit of salmon with it, and that's about it. And then supper is some more salmon with the rest of the salad that I didn't eat at lunch because I really can't eat a whole lot at one time. It hurts my stomach.
Have you been diagnosed
really quick?
Have you been diagnosed with any conditions at all? Are you taking medicine for anything?
No, never.
Never. Okay. Do you get a lot of reflux?
No, I've never had acid reflux or heartburn. I'm really lucky on that one. I'm knocking on wood there. Because that's like everybody in my family has a problem with that, and I've never had it, thank goodness.
When you say you have lousy digestion, now what is it, a lot of gas and bloating?
I don't get the gas, and you know, but I guess bloated, yes. I always feel full, just stuffed. And like I said, I don't eat a lot. It's just probably, you know, why I eat what I do. But, I'd say maybe a half a cup to a cup's worth, if, of food at a time. And, I mean, I'm done, you know. I mean, I just feel so full. It's just like it just doesn't want to move or go anywhere.
Have you checked at all, have you ever done any more acid, alkaline, pH balancing within your body? Have you had anyone check that?
I don't know if that's specifically what she did. I know when she takes my blood to do my blood work,
yeah,
it takes like six vials.
Sure.
So she's checking for all kinds of crazy things.
I would look into a couple of that. I would look and make sure, I mean, they're going to check the blood pH, but I would have her check urine pH as well as saliva pH and make sure that your body's not too acidic. You know, there's the two ranges. You can be acidic or you can be more alkaline. And a lot of times when people get gas and bloating, that can be one of the causes. The other, if they haven't checked too much, I mean, if you're doing the probiotics, and I mean, your diet sounds good, by the way, just by what you listed out, making sure that you're in plenty of omega-3 fatty acids like fish oil, the actual oil itself, not the gel caps, that's a big one too. But probiotics play a big role, and if you're already doing those, I mean, that's a great thing. I would look into if they're doing any testing on you or have the ability to, or you can go to a doctor fairly easily. Look into possible fungal-related issues within the gut and also parasitic-type infections in the gut as well. They can be kind of lingering down there. And a lot of times when you get the gas and the bloating, or just the excess of bloating all the time, feel full all the time, there's definitely a flora issue, without a doubt, or there's some kind of issue going on in the gut. And if it's been going on for a long time, I mean, that's something they could look into. Wormwood and black walnut both are really good, too. They can be great detoxifiers and great cleaners within the digestive tract. And, again, you can get all that at, of course, you know, health food stores and whatnot. Fasting is good, too, for a partial day fast. That's not a big deal, and you can do vegetable juices and whatnot. There's a real good way to do that. You can look online. I've got some tips on that in my book as well. But, yeah, I mean, there's several things you can do to get the gut cleaned out, and I'm sure you've probably seemingly tried everything. One other issue, unfortunately, there's been a real strong link to antidepressants and gut motility, meaning how well the gut functions and as far as the bacteria and whatnot, how well that happens, you know, as far as it functioning. So something to look into. I would check into all of those. I would look into the black walnut too and the wormwood. Those can be very, very helpful. There's certain ways to do that, and I'm sure they'll walk you through it with whatever health food store that you go to figure that out. And one key, too, when you got a lot of the excess, the bloating after you eat at dinner time, the gallbladder tends to work better in the evenings. And there's also a component in beets, red beets, that can be very helpful. You steam a red beet. I'm a bigger fan of actually getting the red beet itself rather than, you know, the canned beets and whatnot. and you steam a red beet for about 15 minutes. You cut it up, put it on a salad. And a lot of times it can help increase gut motility. It can help with bowel movements, but also it can help with the bacterial flora as well. So a lot of times when you have just bloating that's been going on for a long time, no one can pinpoint it. And you've got what you have going on in your tongue. I mean, that tongue is definitely a clear-cut issue of what's going on inside the gut, no doubt. Deficiency, not so much. I think it's more either fungal, bacterial, along those lines. And that's just my thought. I haven't seen the test. I'm not your technical doctor. Those are just my thoughts from things that I've researched and studied and seen. And I think you should get another opinion either from her or from someone else and have them dig a little bit deeper. That might be helpful. All right. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Calvin in New York. Right, just I've been on an exercise routine for the last year or so, and it seems like I've stalled out as far as building muscle. I'm very afraid of the stuff they sell bodybuilders, so what should I do? Well, those are all the testosterone boosters and whatnot. You can guarantee and take your bottom dollar that it's full of a bunch of fillers, and the whey protein is absolute garbage. Do not put that stuff in your body. Terrible. The other is glutamine. Glutamine is one of the best kept secrets of people that work out. And here's why. Glutamine is an amino acid. It's the most abundant amino acid in all skeletal muscle. And we lose it very quickly. It's one of the number one amino acids that our body uses for the immune system. So if you get low in glutamine, the chances of you getting sick are pretty strong because the immune system drops. And just 5 grams a day, they say, in studies. Again, a lot of these supplements have had some really good studies behind them, especially the protein powders and even creatine monohydrate, which I'm going to talk about in just a moment. But glutamine has some incredible studies that it increase not only growth hormone, which is our youth hormone, but it increases all the IgGs and all the different components, IgA, IgM, all the different components of our immune system, and increases by up to 300% when you take glutamine. I mean, it is the best kept secret, and it increases what we call nitrogen retention, which allows the muscle tissue to stay in an anabolic state, not a catabolic state. Anabolism means, sounds funny word, sounds like cannibalism, but anabolism or staying anabolic means your body's in a state of growth. Catabolism is in a state of decreasing, meaning it's kind of eating away at your body. You're decreasing your muscle mass. So those are very, very important terms, and the glutamine can really be a big key. People that struggle with cancer and whatnot, a lot of them, there's been a lot of tips you can read through research papers and whatnot where certain doctors have used glutamine and have been very helpful in sustaining some of their muscle mass during chemotherapy and whatnot. So it's very potent, and we do get it from our foods, but we also lose it rapidly. And so if you're under a lot of training, you're working out a lot, you're under a lot of stress in life, you do a lot of manual or physical exercise, glutamine can be a very big beneficial amino acid to help your body recover, not have so much lactic acid build up and be sore. It's a big one. So the other one, vitamin C, always a big key, helps you recover from workouts. Very important. And then, you know, you're just your basic foundational four if you're looking into certain things like that. So that's your whole food multivitamin, that digestive enzymes, cod liver oil, and your probiotics. Those are all extremely important. So building muscle, yes. It's about calories. It's about protein levels. They're saying now 1 gram to 1.5 grams per kilogram of body weight is the official standard. And then, of course, keeping your fats at a good level, 20% minimum, is going to keep your testosterone level up to 25%. And then, of course, carbohydrates. I always say fruits and vegetables, but if you're working out trying to gain muscle, it's pretty important to add in a little bit of starchy carbohydrates. So sweet potatoes and brown rice would be the ones of choice. And just use them sparingly. Middle of the day, don't do too much at night. And that can help keep the body fat low, but keep the muscle strength high. And, you know, little tips like that. But if you're hitting a stagnation point, it may be that you're either working out too much, what we call overtraining. So it's where your body can't recover from the workouts that you're doing. You're constantly tearing it down because, you remember, get bigger and stronger and leaner in the gym. It's when you're outside of the gym based on the work that you've done inside the gym, if you're working out all the time. When you tear down the body, you're not growing. You're tearing it down. And that's what happens in the gym. It's what you do with the foods that you eat and the rest that you get outside of the gym that's going to determine the growth that you have and breaking through that plateau. So don't be afraid of a lot of the supplements. Keep it simple. Creatine monohydrate is another one. It's been out for about 20 years now. And matter of fact, we tested it at Florida State on the athletes when I was there, and they got incredible results. Incredible. So they've said that 5 grams a day is very important. Always after a workout is the best. Can replenish your ATP stores. It's non-toxic, but make sure you're over about the age of 18 if you do that and drink plenty of water.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Strokes during pregnancy, well, they're on the rise a little bit. Elena Kalina, who is a physician at the CDC and also an epidemiologist, said they use a national database and is checking out about 1,000 hospitals. And there's been strokes during pregnancy and after childbirth have increased at an alarming rate. The researchers compared these statistics from 1994 to 2006, and what they found was about 50% increase in all strokes, she says, and the pregnancy-related strokes totaled about 4,000, and now they're increasing to about 6,000. So Catalina says that the rising rates of high blood pressure, as well as other factors, are to blame, and the study was published in Stroke, which is the Journal of the American Heart Association. And it's interesting because vascular conditions, heart-related conditions, are increasing. They're on the rise, and we're seeing them more and more. And I think that, you know, the more we can do from a preventative standpoint, obviously for lifestyle factors and lifestyle choices, because it's not just genetics. Our genetics are not just getting worse and people are stroking out more. It's that we're becoming more sedentary, we're eating a poorer diet, and we're not really following what we know to follow, to do what we need to do, to live very, very powerful, healthy lives. So there has to be a change, and a pretty significant change at that. And really, unless we step up to the plate and begin to teach the younger generation how to eat healthy, how to live healthy, how to make better lifestyle choices, nothing's going to change. And that's the sad part. So education is the key. Teaching people is the key. And having people learn more than ever is the key. And that's what we have to do. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Willie. Willie, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Good to talk with you.
Yeah, I wanted to know what about sugar-free drinks.
Usually not that good. It depends. Now, if you're talking about diet sodas and diet drinks, most of them are not, especially the commercialized ones, simply because of the sweeteners that they use. They can be potentially toxic to the body. Most of the artificial sweeteners, except Truvia, they're not broken down very well, so they can cause some dissension, they can cause some bloating. And, of course, with Equal, or not just so much the brand, the aspartame can be a little bit challenging to the body. There's some studies against that. And also Splenda, so you want to be just a little bit careful, or the sucralose, rather. So, I mean, there's mixed reviews and different studies that people have seen regarding that. I am a big fan of Truvia, which has stevia extract in it. And you can get that now at most all the grocery stores. And you can put that in your tea. You can put that with some freshly squeezed fruit and water and make your own drink with seltzer water. If you like to make sodas, it's a great way to do that. But they do make some other, as far as drinks go, they do have some out there. Hansen's makes some that are made with stevia if you want some flavoring that goes into your water or whatnot. But, yeah, I mean, most of the standardized sugar-free drinks are ones you should avoid simply because of the sweeteners and some of the other fillers and some of the chemicals that they put in them, specifically potassium benzoate or sodium benzoate. Little tip on that, just on that note, is they've done a study recently with sodium benzoate or potassium benzoate, which is in just about every soda and in most of your flavored drinks. When it's mixed with vitamin C, it literally can change the DNA within the body. And it can shut down specific genetic codes within the body that can tell you that you're full. There's a mechanism we have in our body that's genetic programming that will tell us when we're full. And a lot of times they put the sodium benzoate and potassium benzoate in the diet drinks because that's what most people that are trying to lose weight drink. And when they do it over and over and over again for a long period of time, it begins to shut down their satiety center. And you don't realize when you're full, people get eating and they overeat, even with healthy food. And it can make them gain weight from the excess calories. So just be careful. There's a lot of chemicals in the sugar-free drinks. And it's not just like lemon and stevia. There's about 20 different things in there if you'll read through the ingredient list. And Willie, that's really, really important if you're looking to optimize your health. And if you're looking to live better, if you're looking to have more energy, and you're looking to feel better, you just have to be a little bit smarter about the way you go about things. Remember, you want to keep it simple. So if you like lemonade, don't go out and buy lemonade that's got all the chemicals in it. Get a glass of distilled water, cut a lemon, squeeze the lemon in the water, put two packets of Truvia in there and some ice, and you've got lemonade. Knock yourself out. Or if you like sodas, get some seltzer water, get your favorite fruit, squeeze it in there, like an orange or tangerine or whatever, squeeze it in there, and then put you a packet or so of Truvia, and it tastes just like any soda that you would enjoy. So, again, it's about making better choices. You don't have to give up everything you love, but it's just about, you know, just kind of going it from a different way. And if you do that, you're going to end up winning the game of health. Because a lot of the foods that we have out there, unfortunately, are not designed to keep us healthy. They're designed to get us sick, and they're designed for convenience, and they're not really optimal for health. And you always want to eat food in the way it was originally designed. And that's whether it's drinks or whether it's foods, whatever it is. So the sugar-free kick is not always the best way to go because a lot of times they'll replace the fat that was in there and the sugar with other fillers. And that can be damaging to the body. So with health challenges like diabetes, when you think you should avoid sugar, which you should, just be careful for the options that you pick. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about that. I talk a lot about what options there are when you're dealing with diabetes. As far as going sugar-free, food options, there's a lot of that in there that might be a great resource for you. Thanks so much for the call, Willie. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Just go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to Dr. Asa On Call, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time when it comes to your health. Remember that man may have the, but only God can give the prognosis. We'll be right back. Someone you know struggle with diabetes? Are you suffering with severe pain due to neuropathy? The diabetes experts are my good friends at American Pharmacy. Shipping nationwide, American Pharmacy has natural solutions for diabetes, including testing strips and supplies, even an all-natural cream designed to relieve neuropathy pain, and some of the friendliest customer service around. At American Pharmacy, all insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call now to receive a jar of the all-natural neuropathy cream absolutely. absolutely free. Call American Pharmacy today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695 or online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. And receive some of the best pharmacy service from the experts that care at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.